From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House advisors once again saying North Korea will face destruction unless it ends nuclear and missile programs. U.S. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley told CNN North Korea is beginning to feel the pinch, but she is considering moving on from the diplomatic efforts and turning the matter over to U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis. We asked Tufts University Asian scholar Soon-Yun Lee about Haley's comments.
The intention is to send a strong message not only to North Korea, but North Korea's patron states, China and secondarily Russia, that the U.S. now in seriously considering military strikes, not right away, but in due course. The U.S. is trying to put more pressure on China to sever its financial ties and its support for North Korean entities that go on proliferating and that are engaged in other illicit activities.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has pledged to continue his weapons program, saying his country is nearing its goal of equilibrium in military force with the United States. North Korea will be high on the agenda for world leaders this week at the annual meeting of the United Nations General Assembly. Pyongyang's representatives to the UN will be addressing the assembly on Friday. Democratic Republic of Congo says it is investigating clashes involving its security forces with Burundian refugees in eastern Kivu province that left dozens dead. A DRC spokesman denied those killed Friday were refugees disputing a UN account of the violence in the eastern town of Kamanyola. At least one soldier was killed. Hundreds of thousands of Burundians have fled the country since political violence erupted in 2015. This is VOA News. British police have arrested a second suspect in the bombing of a subway train in London. A 21-year-old man was detained late Saturday under Britain's Terrorism Act. Earlier on Saturday, an 18-year-old man was arrested. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd applauded the work of the investigators.
The Joint Terrorist Analysis Centre, which reviews the threat level that the UK is under, have decided to lower that level from critical to severe. Now, severe still means that an attack is highly likely, so I would urge everybody to continue to be vigilant but not alarmed.
Islamic State claimed responsibility for the Friday rush hour attack, the fifth this year in Britain. Four young U.S. tourists were attacked with acid Sunday at a train station in the French city of Marseille. French authorities said they don't think the extremist views motivated a 41-year-old woman to throw the acid. Local authorities said the suspect had a history of mental health problems. The Islamic militant group Hamas that rules Gaza said in a statement it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. The decision seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. Nur Salah is a Palestinian citizen. Among his comments, he said, as Palestinian youth, we applaud the step and concede this is a step in the right direction. We hope that this sense of national unity continues, he says, continues forever between all components and sects of the Palestinian people. It is a busy hurricane season, forecasters keeping their eyes on three storms, including one threatening the Caribbean islands, which were battered by Hurricane Irma just a week ago. Forecasters upgraded Tropical Storm Maria into a hurricane as the storm heads toward the Leeward Islands. We asked Dennis Feltkin of the U.S. National Hurricane Center if Maria is on a similar course as Irma as it makes its way toward the Caribbean.
Unfortunately, it is impacting many of the islands which were severely damaged by Irma just a week to 10 days ago. It's not an identical path, but it is still in the same general area. So this is not helping the situation down there at all.
Meantime, a tropical storm watch is out for the U.S. East Coast because of Hurricane Jose. There are also a tropical depression named Lee. That's in the Atlantic. Lee so far is not a threat to land, and forecasters say it may weaken to a low-pressure system by later tonight.
That's the latest world news from VOA.